نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. وبعد، today inshallah we'll just look through what we had done before and attempt some questions that will come thereafter. Perhaps I should say today what we'll do is just to attempt to respond to one or two questions that we may have from our previous readings of this book, Usul Sunnah by Imam Ahmad ibn Muhammad ibn Hanbal al-Shaybani rahimahullah, so that inshallah next week we would try to discuss the details of the point, because we had not concluded the point number 12 from this treatise, that al-iman bil qadar khayrihi wa sharrihi wa tasdiq bil ahadith fihi wal iman biha la yuqalu lima aw wa kayfa innama huwa at-tasdiq wal iman biha. This was the last point. We have to continue from وَمَنْ لَمْ يَعْرِفْ تَفْسِيرَ الْحَدِيثِ. This is where we have to continue from. But the first issue about this point is there are other points, there are other statements that had been left out in this treatise, such that if we have other copies, we'd need to copy those things. I would like to suggest to us to compare with the copies of those who have printed copies. There are some points left out between وَمِثْلُ مَا كَانَ مِثْلُهُ فِي الْقَدَرِ from here. For example, when he said مِثْلُ حَدِيثِ الصَّادِقُ وَالْمَصْدُوقُ, that point, can we say it? نعم. ومثل ما كان مثله في القدر والرؤية والقرآن. نعم نعم. That's إسقاط. That's كلها and all other things. نعم. They are missing all those points. They are missing. There it continues from من السنن مكروه ومنهي عنه. It's supposed to be الكلام. You see, من السنن مكروه ومنهي عنه. Go on, go on. من السنن مكروه ومنهي عنه. So there are some points that had been left out in this copy we have. So those of us who use this copy should try to compare it and then add, because those points are very, very important. And if you read just this without those inclusions that had been left out, we are going to be leaving out very, very important points. One, secondly, is that this sentence here will not be making any meaning practically. So it will be necessary that we include it. It's very lengthy, about 3 or 4 lines, I think it's supposed to be. So inshallah, we'll do that today, and before the next week. By next week, we'll continue to read those ahadith. Because the point the Imam discusses here is a very, very important point, which had led many people to speak against Islam, thinking that they are defending Islam. That is, once not understanding something, and think that the fact that you do not understand that thing is a point that that thing is wrong, or is a point that that thing is faulty. Just because someone does not understand something, they think that that thing is faulty, because he had already given excellence to his intelligence that there is nothing except that he understands it. So the fact that he now does not understand it makes him doubt that thing. So the Imam makes us understand that there are some narrations especially regarding Qadar, and there are some others regarding the sifat, the attributes of Allah. There is one of it that Al-Imam Al-Barbahari has mentioned when he was talking about the same point, that on the day of Qiyamah, Jahannam will keep on asking, Hal min mazid, Hal min mazid, and Allah will be adding more people to the fire. And there will still be spaces in hell, and that the hell will not be filled up until Allah puts his feet into the hell. The hell will not be filled up until Allah puts his feet into the hell. So someone can come up and say, how can Allah put his feet into the hell? And these narrations are authentic. So someone, because he does not understand what it means, his intellect, like the Imam says, rahimahullah, is not up to being able to understand the point. So he denies that fact that Allah will do that on the day of Qiyamah. Or someone has the narrations that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam descends, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends from above his arsh, above the first heaven to the first heaven, above the seventh heaven to the first heaven, every third part of every night, the third part of every night, every day. And it is simply understood that the night in Nigeria, for example, may be different from the night in the US. So someone can say, how are you saying he will descend in the night for Nigerians, and then he will descend again in the night for Americans? So someone can like to deny this descent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he does not understand it, and many other things. And the example the Imam has used, the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Abu Abdurrahman radiyallahu anhu, that وَإِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ لَيَعْمَلُ بِأَمَلِ أَهْلِ Jannah. This is mahallu shahid in the hadith. Or from the first point, that fayuktabu lahu mada fayu'maru bi arba'i kalimat. That he will be commanded with 4 things that will be written for him. Because the rizqihi wa amalihi wa ajalihi wa shaqiyun aw sa'id. These points. So he says at the end of the day that someone will be acting, he will be acting like يعمل بعمل أهل الجنة حتى ما يكون بينه وبينها إلا الذراع فيعمل بعمل أهل النار فيدخلها. So someone will be acting like someone who is fit for Al-Janna, so much that it will just remain a span between him and entry to Al-Janna. And he acts like, or he brings about actions of the people of hell. He acts by it, he dies and then enters hell. So people are confused that how can someone be acting all his life according to the people of Al-Jannah, and just before he dies, he acts like the people of hell. But they do not contend that someone will be acting like the people of hell and it will be left some little time, and then he will change and act like that. A brother was telling me recently that his mother had been a Christian. 21 days to the day she died, she became a Muslim and died as a Muslimah. So people do not worry about that. But the one who has been coming as a Muslim, and then just a little while before the person dies, the person becomes a non-Muslim and dies as a non-Muslim. So everybody raises the eyebrow. How can the person die? So the Imam said, don't ask that question. Don't ask kaifa, walima. So that's why he says the matter is a matter of, he says innama huwa madha al-imanu bihi at-tasdiqu wal-imanu bihi. You believe it, you accept it as true, and you believe it. So the fact that people do not understand these things do not mean that these things are not right. So this point is very, very important, especially today. So some of those matters are regarding the sifat, the attributes of Allah. Some of them are regarding qadar. Some of them are regarding other matters that people little understand. And people reject it because of their little understanding of it. And especially because the Prophet ﷺ has warned the Ummah when he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, that إِذَا ذُكِرَ الْقَدَرُ فَأَمْسِكُ. When qadar is mentioned, when qadar is discussed, hold back. Don't go and start talking and explaining about it. So because, walaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, but because the scholars have not been talking about it and explaining. In fact, Al-Imam Al-Ajuri in his book Al-Sharia was saying that were it not that some people had spoken about qadar, denying qadar, referring to the qadariya, were it not that the people had denied qadar, nobody will speak about qadar. Nobody will start bringing evidence to say that there is qadar. But because people had denied it, they had mentioned that there is no qadar. At least in the hadith, the first hadith, we read the first hadith in Sahih Muslim, the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar, that the first person who denied qadar was Ma'bad al-Juhani. So he sent message, people came to ask Abdullah ibn Umar in Medina, that look, Ma'bad al-Juhani in Basra had started to say that there is nothing like qadar, and all the appears is based on the actions of man. There is nothing like Allah decreeing anything. So he said, give them information. اخبروهم أنهم بريء مني وأنهم براء مني وأنا بريء منهم. That declare to them that I don't have anything to do with them and they don't have anything to do with me. And he went on to say that if they spent the like of Mount Uhud, which is gold, if they spend its like in sadaqah, Allah will not accept the qadar. Allah will not accept the sadaqah from them until they accept the qadar, until they accept and believe in qadar. So the ulama say, were it not that people like Ma'bad al-Juhani and then those who came after him, were it not that they denied qadar, nobody will sit down and start writing, especially to deny qadar, to deny those people who say that there is no qadar, so that to establish qadar. Nobody would do that. So the fact that people had denied it, had mentioned. So this mere fact that the ulama had not spent time talking about qadar, sometimes makes it something that people do not understand, especially the people do not really take time to study these issues. So today, inshallah, we'll just take a few questions. And next week, we'll expatiate more on these matters, inshallah, and some of those ahadith regarding seeing Allah on the day of Qiyamah. People also wonder, how are we going to see Allah on the day of Qiyamah? Allah will descend. وَجَعَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًا صَفًا. And the ahadith regarding that, people wonder, how will Allah descend on the day of Qiyamah? And all these many others. Also regarding the Quran and other things, people deny them because they have very little knowledge regarding them. So we'll discuss them, inshallah, as much as is possible, slightly detailed next week, so that for today we'll only be able to take one or two questions that we have before we make our subhanaka and go for today, inshallah. So if we have one or two questions regarding what we had done and or some other matters that we may attempt, inshallah, to answer, let us go on. Now. التمسك بما كان عليه أصحابه. They're saying التمسك بما كان عليه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Atamasuku bima kana alayhi rasulullah. I hope we understand the question. That why didn't, I think we discussed this matter. Why didn't the Imam say, rahimahumullah? Why didn't Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal start by saying, Atamasuku bima kana alayhi rasulullah? Why did he say, Atamasuku bima kana alayhi ashabu rasul? Why? The first reason is that we do not know Rasulullah except by the information given to us by Ashabu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We did not see Rasulullah except by the information given to us by Ashabu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The other reasons are that this is the major difference between Ahlus Sunnah and every other person that is not Ahlus Sunnah, Ashabu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ashabu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are the barrier. They make us know what is right and what is wrong in Islam. Because what they were upon was what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upon. Ashabu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kanu ala ma kana alayhi Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fala farqa bayna ما كان عليه أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وما كان عليه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. There is no difference between what the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم were upon and what the Prophet himself صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم was upon. I give you an example. Allah says in the Quran, He says, آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون. Said, Allah says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam believed bima unzila ilayhi min rabbihi. He believed in what has been revealed to him from his Lord. Wal mu'minun. Who were the mu'minun with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Ashabu Rasuli sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said wal mu'minun. Not only that, he said for, I said kullun, each of them amana billah. Allah says, each of the companions believed in Allah. Wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi. They say, la nufarriku bayna ahadin min rusulihi. We do not differentiate between obedience to any of Allah's messenger. The Muslims, the companions, they say that they are people who do not say, we will obey Musa, we will not follow Isa alayhi salam. We will follow Isa, we will not follow Musa alayhi salam. Or we will follow Musa and Isa, but we will not follow Muhammad. They are not like that. La nufarriku bayna ahadin min rusul. Whatever can be established authentically from Musa and Isa and is not being abrogated by the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they follow it. So they say, la nufarriku bayna ahadin. So we believe in Musa, we believe in Isa alayhi salam. And they believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa qalu sami'na wa ata'na. They say, what you have said to us, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we obey it, we agree with it. They say, Gufranaka Rabbana. The ones we had make mistakes regarding, Allah, please forgive us. Wa ilayka al-masir. To you we shall return. So the real mahal shahid, the real point of reference is, Allah said, Kullun amana billah. The companions of Ashabu Rasul, kama amana Rasul hum amanu. Like the Prophet believed, he said, amana Rasul. Bima unzila ilayhi min rabbihi wal mu'minun. So they believed in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What we are saying is they were upon what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was upon. And anyone who is not upon what the companions were upon, fa innama hum fi shiqaq. That was what Allah said in the Quran. He said, waqalu kunu hudan aw nasara tahtadi. He said, they say, because the Jews and the Christians used to come to the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they used to say to them that they should become Christians. They should become Christians. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا اتَّبِعُوا سَبِيلَنَا. They say, come and become like us. Become Jews, become Christians. So the companions went to complain to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that these Jews are saying that we should become Jews to be guided. We should become Christians to be guided. So they told that to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah revealed to them regarding that. That they say to you that you should become Jews and Christians to be guided. Say, Bal millata Ibrahim Hanifa. Say to them, rather, the path we will follow is the path of Ibrahim, Hanifa, the one who does not direct worship to any other except Allah. وما كان من المشركين. He was not amongst those who associated partners with Allah. قولوا, say to the Jews and the Christians who invite you to their religion, say to them, آمنا بالله, we believe in Allah. وما أنزل إلينا, and what has been revealed unto us, the Quran. وما أنزل إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط. وما أوتي موسى وعيسى وما أوتي النبيون من ربهم لا نفرق بين أحد منهم ونحن له مسلمون. They counted all the Anbiya, the believers, and others. All of them too. ما أوتي النبيون من ربهم. All of the prophets, what they were given, we believe in it. That they came, they were messengers of Allah. And we do not leave out one to take one and things like that. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ, and to Allah we submit completely. فَإِنْ آمَنُوا مَحَلُّ الشَّاهِدِ. Allah says, فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا. If they believe the way you believe, the way you, the companions, believe. آمَنْتُمْ دَمِيرُ لِلْمُخَاطَبِينَ. Cool? So فَإِنْ آمَنُوا, if they believe, if the Jews and the Christians believe, if any other person who wants to say he is a Muslim, he is a mu'min, really, really believes, he says, فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ. The way you, the companions, believe, if they believe like that, فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا, then they are surely guided. قَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا, they are surely guided, تَحْكِيك. He says, وَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا, but if they turn their backs away, they do not believe the way you, the companions, believed. فَإِنَّمَا هُمْ فِي شِقَاقٍ, they are in no other than rebellion. So this also shows us that the companions were upon what the Prophet was upon. Also in the Quran, Surah Al Imran, they made their iman a means to seek dua, to seek what they need from Allah. Tawassul. One of the means of making tawassul is to use our ibadah, things we do for the sake of Allah alone. So we use it as a means to request something for Allah. Do you understand? There are about two or three means to make tawassul. A tawassul bi du'a is salih. You make tawassul with the du'a of someone who is pious. Then we make tawassul again with amalun salih. We make tawassul with good deeds that we make, your own good deeds. You call Allah, by these deeds that I make for your sake, accept my dua, Allah will accept the dua. Do we understand? So, the companions made tawassul with their own good deed, which is their believing in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They say, رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا سَمِيْنَا مُنَادِيًا يُنَادِي لِلْإِيمَانِ. Our Lord, we believe someone who call us to believe. سَمِعْنَا, we heard him, مُنَادِيًا, a caller, يُنَادِي لِلْإِيمَانِ, who was inviting to Iman. And آمِنُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ, he was saying to us, believe in your Lord. He says, فَآمَنَّا, then we believed. He invited us to say, to believe, and then we believed. Say, رَبَّنَا, our Lord, فَغْفِرْ, because we have believed, فَغْفِرْ لَنَا, forgive us. What did Allah say in the next verse? He said, فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ. Allah responded, Allah granted their request. How did they seek the request? They made the request using their iman as tawassul. It meant that they were really believers. And then the Prophet said in the hadith sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was saying that the ummah will be divided into 72, the Jews will be divided into 72, the Christians will be divided into 72, Jews 71, the Christians 72, the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 73. He says, كُلُّهَا فِي النَّارِ, all of it will go to the hellfire. إِلَّا وَحِدًا, except one. They asked him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا هِيَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. He says, مَا أَنَا عَلَيْهِ الْيَوْمُ وَأَصْحَابِي. The Imam al-Tirmidhi reported the hadith. مَا أَنَا عَلَيْهِ الْيَوْمُ وَأَصْحَابِي. What I am on today and my companions, it is that one that will not go to hell. So it means any group of people who attack the companions, they are not upon what the Prophet was. So that's why everybody is saying they are Ahlul Sunnah, they are Ahlul Sunnah, Ahlul Sunnah. What about Al-Jama'atul Sahaba? So it is not complete to say somebody is Ahlu Sunnah, because the Shia is also saying they are Ahlu Sunnah. The Sufiya, they are saying that they are Ahlu Sunnah. The Qadariya, they are saying they are Ahlu Sunnah. The Jabariya, they are saying they are Ahlu Sunnah. The Jahmiya, they are saying that they are Ahlu Sunnah. The Mu'tazila, they are saying that they are Ahlu Sunnah. Hatta al-Mulhidun. Even those who deny that Allah has a Zat, they deny, they say that they are Ahlu Sunnah. Gulamists, they call themselves Ahmadiyya, the Qadiyaniyun. They are also saying that they are Ahlu Sunnah. So, and that is why there is no people amongst all these people, despite the fact that they are claiming that they are Ahlu Sunnah, except that you find that they abuse the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That will make them different from others. So, Islam of any person cannot be complete except he follows what the companions follow, because Allah has confirmed the iman of the companions. Say, kulluhum amana billah. Allah has warned us not to go against the way of the companions. See, if we go against it, فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْ فَإِنَّمَا هُمْ فِي شِقَاقٍ. If they turn away from the way the companions believe, they are in rebellion. So it means the companions are very important. They are the حَدُّ الْفَاصِلِ, dividing line. They make us know the truth of someone saying he is Ahlu Sunnah and the lie in someone saying that he is Ahlu Sunnah. So the one who says he is Ahlu Sunnah, but he does not take the Sunnah as it is meant by the companions, then it's not Ahlu Sunnah. When the Khawarij rebelled against Ali ibn Abi Talib, they stayed in a place called Hawra. The reason why they rebelled was because they thought that it was wrong for Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan and Ali ibn Abi Talib after Ghazwat al-Siffin. The Battle of Siffin, 90,000 Muslims died in the battle. The battle was between two Muslims. 90,000 Muslims died. So at the end of the day, they agreed to make sulh, to make hukum bayna fi'atayn. So the group of Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan, it is one of the signs of the last hour. So it's something that Allah has destined that it must happen. The Prophet said it in other ahadith. Two large groups of Muslims fighting. Ulama say it is the group of Ali and Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan, radiyallahu anhu. So the group of Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan brought the companion Amr ibn al-As, radiyallahu anhu. And the group of Ali ibn Abi Talib, they brought Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, radiyallahu anhu. They are referred to as the Hakaman, the two judges, so to speak. They are the ones to look at the matter and judge what should continue, what should happen. Because actually there was no contest on who should be the Amir. Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan was not contesting to be the Amir with Ali ibn Abi Talib. He was only contesting something that should be done before he makes bay'ah. And that is that those who killed Uthman ibn Affan should be investigated and identified and brought to the book before he gives bay'ah to Ali ibn Abi Talib. Ali ibn Abi Talib said, no. Would you take bay'ah when peace exists because of the environment surrounding the martyrdom, how Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu was killed? It would be difficult to really identify those people who were responsible. So take bay'ah, and when there is peace on land, then we can identify those people easily. So this was what they differed upon. So at the end of the day, they agreed that two people should judge, discuss the matter, and give a way forward for the Ummah at the time. So, like we said, those two people came, Amr ibn al-As and Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. The Khawarij, they were behind Ali ibn Abi Talib. They were behind Ali ibn Abi Talib, radiyallahu anhu. So, when Ali ibn Abi Talib agreed to that, they left Ali ibn Abi Talib. They quoted a verse of the Quran. It was not as if they didn't have an evidence. They says, إِنِ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. Judgment is only meant for Allah alone. And that was when the matter of Hakimiyyah started in this Ummah. Nobody spoke about Hakimiyyah in this Ummah, rulership, in giving laws. Nobody spoke about it as a separate entity in Tawheed except the Khawarij. They are the ones who started it. So they said to Umar, to Ali ibn Abi Talib, in al hukm illa lillah. It is only Allah who has the right to be a judge. No human being has the right to be the judge. They said other things, but for this reason they made takfir of Ali ibn Abi Talib. They said Ali ibn Abi Talib was a kafir. So they camped in a place referred to as Harura. And that's why the Khawarij are also referred to as Haruriya, the people of Harur, because that was the name of their camp. The area is, Abdullah ibn Abbas told Ali ibn Abi Talib, took his permission, radiallahu anhuma, took the permission of Ali ibn Abi Talib to go and meet them in their camp so that he can discuss these issues with them. Why are you saying that we are kuffar? So he went there, Abdullah ibn Abbas, Abul Abbas, radiallahu anhuma. So some of them said they are not going to discuss with Abdullah ibn Abbas. He said because Allah had described the Quraysh as qawmun khasimun, people who like talk, too much of talk and arguments. But those that Allah had described like that were the kuffar, the mushrikun amongst the Quraysh. Else, if you say all of the Quraysh are people who like talks and arguments, you are also saying the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam likes talks and arguments. But Allah actually referred that to the kuffar. It is actually one of the symbols of the Khawarij. That the judgments they are supposed to judge over the kuffar, they will apply it to the Muslims. The Prophet said it, the hadith is in Sahih Bukhari, the last hadith in Kitab al-Iman. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they will make takfir of the Muslims and kill the Muslims and they will leave the mushrikun alone. So it's actually one of their attributes. So whatever they are supposed to do in disposition to kuffar, they will do it like that to the Muslims. But the kuffar actually, they will leave them alone. So they said that to Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhu. He didn't take offense. He still asked them, regarding the issue with which you say we are kuffar, don't forget, the question is the way of the companions. Understanding Islam and the way of the companions is what we are trying to elaborate upon by citing these narrations. So when Ibn Abbas got to them, they started to read. Some of them said they will not talk to him. Some of them said, let's just listen to him. Radiallahu anhuma. So the first point they raised was, Allah said, in al-hukmu illa lillah. Allah alone has the right to be the judge. But Ali ibn Abi Talib has agreed that someone else apart from Allah should be the judge. So by that, Ali ibn Abi Talib is a kafir. So you see, they are making evidence with a verse of the Quran, is it not so? But that understanding is different from the understanding of the companions. So the first thing Abdullah ibn Abbas said to them, that look amongst you, do you see any of the companions of Allah's messenger amongst you? Look amongst you, do you see any of the companions of Allah's messenger amongst you? They said no. One of what the ulama has drawn from this statement of Ibn Abbas is, to prove that you are wrong, is that no companion is with you. Only you. He said to them, he said, don't forget that these companions, they were the ones who were there when Allah revealed this verse. And yet, they are not with you. It's an evidence that the verse does not mean what you think that it means. So he said to them, if I respond to you from the verse of the Quran, will you accept? They said yes. They said, they are going to agree. Ibn Abbas who said to them that Allah said regarding a man and a woman when they quarrel, husband and wife, that Allah said, وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ شِقَاقَ بَيْنِهِمَا فَبُعَثُوا حَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهِ وَحَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا. That Allah said, if a man quarrels with his wife and they want to settle the matter, let them bring hakaman, a judge from his family, and he judge from her family. Hakam, hakam. He said here, Allah has delegated judgment also to human beings. And it does not mean kufr. So the fact that he says, in al-hukmu illa lillah, that Allah has final ruling, Allah is a final judge on matters. Allah has delegated some judgments also to human beings, that human beings can judge. So if human beings can judge between one man and one woman, why won't human beings be the judge over the blood of 90,000 Muslims, how they are going to reconcile a matter where 90,000 Muslims have already been killed? Do we understand? In Surah Al-Ma'idah, there are two verses he quoted, radiallahu anhuma, Abdullah ibn Abbas, to defend this matter. He said in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah said that, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu la taqtulu as-sayda wa antum hurm. Wa man qatalahu muta'annidan fajaza'u mislu ma qatala minan ni'ami yahkumu bihi zawa adlun minkum. He said, Allah said, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu la taqtulu as-sayda wa antum hurm. Oh, you who believe, while you are in ihram, don't hunt. You perform hajj, you are in the state of ihram, don't hunt an animal. He says, وَمَنْ قَتَلَهُ مُتَعَمِّدًا. Anyone now who deliberately hunts, he says, فَجَزَاءُ مِثْلُ مَا قَتَلَ مِنَ النَّعْمِ. The type, what he's going to pay back is the kind of animal that he has killed. If you are in ihram and you hunt deliberately and kill an animal, what you do is, the kind of animal that you have killed is the very kind of animal that you are going to slaughter at the Kaaba. But Allah says, يَحْكُمُ بِهِ ذَوَا عَدْلٍ مِنْكُمْ. That one of you, يَحْكُمُ حُكُمْ, Allah brought judgment. One of you, a trustworthy man amongst you, will judge. That is, will testify that you are actually killing the kind of what you killed. He said so again, here Allah has delegated judgment to human beings. So the fact that Allah says, إِنِ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ, does not suffice until we understand it the way the companions understood it. But the Khawarij went astray because they did not understand it the way the companions of Allah's Messenger understood it. So nobody is correctly Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah until and unless he understands Islam the way the companions understood it. And that was why the Rafidah, the Shia, for them to really be able to do what they like with Islam, they had to say, look at what I said, they have to say that the companions are kuffar. And for them to be able to justify that the companions are kuffar, they have to say that Allah is a jahil. The Shia, for them to be able to say that the companions are kuffar, they have to say that Allah is a jahil. There is part of their aqidah called al-bida'u. This al-bida', they took it from the word bada, that is how something bayina, bayan, bada, how something appears, the apparent case. I mean, ma bada lahu, what appears to him, what becomes apparent. So al-bida' is that some things were apparent to Allah at certain times, but after some times those things changed and Allah did not know them. So he only knew them when those things happened. So if you say that the companions of the Messenger, radiallahu anhum, were pious people that about whom Allah said, radiallahu anhum wa radu anhum. Allah said, as-sabiqoon al-awwaloon min al-muhajirin wal-ansar wal-lazina taba'uhum bi-ihsan radiallahu anhum wa radu anhum. There is no person who is muhajir except companions. There is no person who is Ansar except that they are companions. So they say companions that Allah says, radiallahu anhum wa radu anhum. Not only that Allah is pleased with them, Allah is also pleased with anybody who follows them. Not only that, it says, wa a'adda lahum jannatin, and he has also prepared al-jannah for them. Not for them alone, those who also follow them. Tajri min tahtiha al-anha, and all those. So they say that that time Allah said that Allah did not know that the companions will commit kufr. They call that in al-bida. Ayatollah Khomeini, Khomeini believed this al-bida. He wrote books. He wrote in his book, As-siyasatu al-shar'iyya, al-hukumatu al-shar'iyya. He wrote in it this al-bida. He believes in it. Khomeini in Iran, he believes in it.
Why would you do it?
Who said so? The prophet? Oh, that's not strange. That's not strange. There's a similar verse even in the Quran. Is it in Surah Al-Muhammad? In Surah Al-Muhammad, Allah said something similar to that. In Surah Al-Ahqaf, there's a verse similar to that the Prophet said, I do not know what will happen. Yes, he did not, the Prophet did not know. But we are saying Allah. Is it possible that there is something Allah did not know? He said to us, وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَحَاطَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا. And the knowledge of Allah encompasses everything. So the person either believes this or does not believe that, or says that this verse is not correct. And that's why also they have to say that this Quran, they do not accept it. They do not accept the Quran we have now, the Shia, because they believe that the Quran was something the companion sat down and lied, auzubillah. And that the real Quran is three times the kind of Quran that we have now. The reason what we are saying is, the reason why they are compelled to have to say all this is because they want to blackmail the companions of the Prophet ﷺ. Because if they do not blackmail the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it will be difficult for them to spread those ideas. One of them, Abdullah ibn Sabah, was a Yahud. He was a Jew who came amongst the Muslims to destroy Islam. When Ali ibn Abi Talib died, he said to the people that people should not say that Ali radiallahu anhu is dead. He said, Ali radiallahu anhu is not dead. That he went into the heavens the way Isa alayhi salam went into the heavens, and that he's going to come back. And that whenever you hear the thunder blasting, when you hear the thunder blasting, they say alayhi salatu wa salam. Because they believe that it was Ali radiallahu anhu who is talking. It's in the sky. So whenever there is thunder, they say alayhi salatu wa salam, referring to Ali ibn Abi Talib. Yes, the Shia. So what I'm saying is, not just the Shia alone, all the sects that are bound to be in hell, if they don't abuse the companions, it will be difficult for them. So they have to make iskat al-ramz. They have to bring down the companions. Do you understand? Because of this, it makes us understand that what really differentiates Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah from any other kinds of Muslims is, what is the position of the companions? Who are the companions? Radiallahu anhu. There is no firqa dhala. There is no deviant sect except that they abuse the companions of the Prophet. It's not possible. There is no deviant sect. All the sects, all the Shia are divided into four groups. All the Shia groups, they are divided into four. The Zaydiya, they make takfir of all the companions people, except Ali ibn Abi Talib and a few others. The Kaysaniya, they also make takfir of the companions. The Imamiya, they also make takfir of the companions. And the Gulat. The Gulat are the worst of them. So all the others, because there are 20 sects amongst the Shia, the Zaydiya are divided into four sects. The Kaysaniya are divided into two sects. The Imamiya, they are divided into 15 sects. And the Gulat are the rest, I think two or three sects. 20 sects of the Shia. And each of the sects make takfir of the other. The Zaydiya makes takfir of the Kaysaniya. The Kaysaniya makes takfir of the Zaydiya. It is only one of the sects of the Kaysaniya that ulama do not make takfir of. Those are those that are referred to as Sulaymaniya. Why? Because these people only say that they don't know whether it was Ali ibn Abi Talib who should be the Khalifa after Umar or Uthman ibn Affan. They don't know. But they don't make takfir of any of them. But all the rest, You can read the book Al-Farq Bayn Al-Firaq of Al-Imam Abdul Qahir Al-Baghdadi. All the rest, ulama make takfir of them, the Shia. So, and it is the Imamiyya that are common now. So most of the aqa'id the ulama usually discuss about the Shia today, they are the aqa'id of the Shia Imamiyya. And one of them is Khomeini, the one in Iran. So, what we should take note here is, what we are saying is, it is not possible that someone correctly practices Islam except and unless he holds the companions in high esteem, as the Quran says and as the Sunnah says. Unfortunately, if the person does not believe in the Quran, what else? So, and don't forget, the Imam also warned us in this book and part of what we had read. I hope the matter is clear to you, is it? Is it clear why the Imam started with the companions? Because you cannot correctly, if he says, Al-usul sunnati indana atamasuku bil Quran, the Shia say they don't believe in the Quran. So khalas. If he says, usul sunnati indana atamasuku bima kana alayhi rasulu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how do you know ma kana alayhi rasul? How do you know? Through the companions. But if you say the companions, someone who says the companions are already kuffar, how will he know? لذا الإمام أبو الزرع الرازي رحمه الله. He said, يريدون أن يسقطوا شهودنا. What they want to do is to destroy our witnesses. Our witnesses are the companions. So when they destroy our witness, they destroy our deen. You don't understand. You have a witness somewhere who witnessed something. He is representing you. And that witness, people say he's a liar. You, do you have a say? You don't have a say. So that's why it's one of the symbols, one of the alama, to know someone who is a person of bid'ah. The companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ashabu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's why when he was saying, alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati al-khulafa al-rashideen al-mahdiyeen min ba'di. Some people think that there is difference between Sunnatul Rasuli and Sunnatul Sahaba or Sunnatul Khulafa. The two, they are the same thing. The Sunnah of the Prophet is the Sunnah of the Companions. To make us understand, he said, Addu alayha. He didn't say, Addu alayhima. He didn't say, hold on to the two of them, my Sunnah and the Sunnah of the Companion. Hold on to the two of them. He said, hold on to it. To make us understand that there is no difference between the two. Do you understand? And for someone to believe that the companions are not upon what the Prophet said, the person is saying that Islam is not meant for any other person except the people who live with the Prophet. The reason is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no prophet is to come, no messenger is to come after him. Anyway, but the Shia, they say the prophets will come. They believe in the hidden Imam al-Mahdi. And this Imam, they said very funny things about him. That when he was inside the womb of his mother, he used to read the Quran. We asked them, which Quran was he reading? So that he used to read the Quran. And that once he was born, the first thing he did was to make sujood. When he was born, he came out from the womb of his mother. The first thing he did was what? Sujood. So that is the Imam, they thought that he will come at the end of the world and he will spread peace and all this. And that the place where he is now is hiding, this so-called Imam. They said that he's hiding somewhere. That he has two fountains there. One of them is bringing honey and the other is bringing water. And that's what he's eating and drinking. And that to his right, he has a lion there. To his left, he has a leopard. Nama. He has a leopard. And they are to defend him against anyone who wants to attack him. So, because of that, it is easy for them to say that they believe that the companions are kuffar. Else, it is difficult because it means the message of Islam will not go past the time of the Prophet ﷺ.
Because those who are to carry the prophet, when the prophet's message, because when he was saying, Baligu ani walau ayah, speak about me, even if it is one ayah. If it is that the people he is talking about were to become kufar, how are they going to speak about him to other people? It is unacceptable. It is unacceptable. Anyone who abuses the companion, abuses them, the ulama declares that kind of a person as a kafir, based on what Allah said in the Quran. Allah said, Muhammad Rasulullah. وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشِدَّاهُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاهُ بَيْنَهُمْ تَرَاهُمْ وَرُكَّعًا سُجَّدًا يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانَهُ فِيمَا هُمْ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ مِنْ أَثَرِ السُّجُودِ ذَلِكَ مَثَلُهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ ومثلهم في الإنجيل كزرع أخرج شطأه فآذره فاستغلظه فاستوى على سوقه يعجب الزراع الله said ليغيظ بهم الكفار. So those people, you find the hatred of the companions in them, they are no other than what? Kufar. The people whose hatred, that when you find the hatred for companions in them, they are kufar. So ulama takfir, they make takfir, they declare as kufar those who declare any companion as a kafir. If you declare one companion as a kafir, the person is a kafir. The person who declares any companion as kafir is a kafir. Do we understand? So there is no way we have to start with atamassuku bima kana alayhi ashabu rasulih sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, holding firm to what the companions were upon. So not to do so is to come from the people of Bid'ah. And my advice is that we should avoid talking to people who are not from the people of Sunnah. Don't forget, if you read one, either the fourth or the third point, the Imam said, وَتَرْكُ الْخُصُومَاتِ وَالْجُلُوسِ مَعَ أَصْحَابِ الْأَهْوَىٰ. Quote? The fifth point. He said, leaving, abandoning khusumat, discussing, arguments, and sitting with the people of innovations. We should avoid it. Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhu, he says, La tujalisu ahla al-ahwa, fa inna mujalasatuhum mumarridatun lil-qulub. He says, stop sitting with the people of innovations. He says, when you sit and talk with them, mumarridatun, it becomes sickness lil-qulub, to the heart. May Allah preserve us from that. I think we've tried to answer the question. I hope it is clear. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Inshallah, we'll stop here for today. Next week we'll continue from here. Akulu ma akulu hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.